Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Dennis Myers. He's the news editor for the Reno News and Review. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Jesse Gutierrez and Dan Mason. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Dennis Myers. He is the news editor for the Reno News and Review. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you for having me, Sean.
The latest poll numbers out this morning, and it's Tuesday morning that we're taping this, is that Clinton has gotten an 11-point lead over Trump at this point in time. And the commentators are saying that no one has ever recovered from a lead that strong this late in the game. Your thoughts about that?
Well, there are, you know, what, 3 weeks still to go. I mean, anything could happen. We had three scandals in the last 2 weeks before Gibbons-Titus. So who knows? But Hillary Clinton earlier this year said, why aren't I leading by 50 points over this guy? Well, now she's starting to open it up. And I think everybody's been sort of waiting for that to happen.
The number that was floated previously, there was, no matter what, 42 million people are going to vote for Donald Trump. Do you think that still holds true?
I don't know. That's the Elvis theory, you know, that it, no matter how bad his movies were, that you still got enough people go to make a profit.
I have not heard anybody use the phrase Elvis theory in a long, long time. What did you think about the debate?
I thought they were poorly served by their staffs. He seemed to avoid really getting into issues. For example, he brought up Bill Clinton, which I thought was kind of childish. It was like, your side does it too, you know. And if you were going to bring up Bill Clinton, I would have then brought in Hillary's attacking the women who had been victimized by Bill Clinton. That would have made it a character issue involving her. But he didn't do that. He also, and I thought this was, the debate was on October 9th. That was the eve of her Senate speech calling for war in Iraq. He didn't use it. Was it not briefed by his staff? I don't know. But it seemed like an opportunity missed. I expected some statement of contrition from him. This was, he wasn't just trying to hang on to the presidency there. He was also trying to hang on to the Republican nomination. He was trying to make a case for both of those things, and no presidential candidate has ever had to do that in a debate before.
It was interesting. Yesterday, Paul Ryan dropped his support for Trump and said that he was going to just go after the congressional races. There is a real danger, first of all, that they could lose the Senate, but even potentially that there could be a 30-seat flip in the House and that the Republicans could lose control of both houses. That isn't really good for governance, isn't it? Is it? Because aren't you better to have the presidency and one house and then the other house in opposition?
That's a people go back and forth on that, and we have seen, having gridlock when you've got opposing parties in control of the two branches. On the other hand, it worked well before this period of polarization. I don't know, Sam. I think we're just going to have to live with whatever comes up. I don't know what else to say. This is not a happy period in political life.
And, no, but aren't we going to see fundamental changes coming out of this? I mean, the Republican Party, is it going to be two parties? Because what happened, as I've observed over the years, is that libertarians came into the Republican Party because they couldn't get elected as libertarians, and so they ran as Republicans. Mm-hmm. And that became the Tea Party wing, if you like, of the Republican Party. But now things are fracturing so much that, you know, every man for himself in the Republican
Party.
That's
interesting. Whether this could, continue past the election, I hadn't thought of that. But it's probably a very real risk to the Republican Party. I do think, by the way, that the Democrats missed a big opportunity when the Tea Party movement developed. Traditionally, the Democratic Party has had concerns like those of the Tea Party. The Democratic Party base did not like the buyouts of during the Wall Street meltdown, the bailouts, the issues of working people of were very much Democratic ones. And as far as I could tell, only in Massachusetts was there a union between Democrats and Tea Partiers. Why the Democrats let the Tea Party movement get away from them and let the Republicans preempt it, I'll never know.
That's an interesting perspective. I hadn't thought about it like that. It's also interesting, and I talked to Senator Reid about this when I was back in D.C. with him a couple of months ago, that it seems to me that this presidential campaign from the Democratic side is being weighed exactly the same way that Harry Reid went after Sharron Engel. And in the interview, Harry went on to praise Sharron Engel to the nth degree versus Donald Trump, which was very amusing. But this is a very organized, drip, drip, drip campaign that they have been planning for a long time. And isn't that part of the weakness of a Donald Trump-type campaign, where it's all based on one person and his ideas and not listening to anybody, versus a giant machine that is not just the Clinton campaign, but the entire Democratic Party machine?
Well, building a party around a single personality, yeah, that's no question, that's a real problem. But I also think that a lot of the people around Donald Trump did not have a lot of political savvy. There was also some question, as they got closer to the convention and the Republican National Committee started taking a look at Trump's operation, they found basically they didn't have an organization. He had a small staff and he wrote checks all through the primaries and caucuses. And he told them, I expect you to provide my organization. He also said that he expected the RNC to provide his funding, that his fortune wasn't what it was supposed to be. None of us knew that all through the spring and summer. And it's when somebody comes out of nowhere and just takes over a party, it's the Wendell Willkie syndrome. You don't know what you're getting. It's, we've seen it before. George McGovern.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. More with Dennis Myers. We're talking marijuana when we come back.
We don't always agree on everything in politics,
but we agree on this.
Nevada is safer with Joe Hick.
On the battlefield and in the emergency room,
he's cared for thousands of women,
including victims of sexual assault and domestic violence.
No matter what we disagree on,
none of it matters if we're not safe.
And Joe Hick really gets that.
So here's something we can all agree on.
Joe Heck stands with us.
I'm Joe Heck, and I approve this message.
You've heard plenty about Joe Heck and the tax breaks he's voted for oil companies, and the millions the oil billionaire Koch brothers have spent to elect him. Bad enough. But Heck voted time and time again to limit Nevada solar, risking jobs and higher rates. For Nevada families, it's personal. Catherine Cortez Masto will expand clean energy solar jobs.
Catherine Cortez Masto will fight for Nevada families.
EDF Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I spent many years as a nuclear missile launch officer. If the president gave the order we had to launch the missiles, that would be it. I prayed that call would never come. Self-control may be all that keeps these missiles from firing.
I would bomb the shit out of them.
I want to be unpredictable.
I love war.
The thought of Donald Trump with nuclear weapons scares me to death. It should scare everyone.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dennis Myers. He is the news editor for the Reno News and Review. And if people are not familiar with you, they can find you online. You have some of the most well-researched stories that any reporter does in the state, and I very much appreciate your work. You put out a story about the incorrect information coming out about marijuana and what the taxes are doing for Colorado. Would you elaborate and dispel some of the myths for us?
Well, it's actually one of the things that's bothering me now is that people are repeating the myths as without knowing whether they're true or not. They're raising the question, are these things true? And printing them without finding out. For example, the Gwynn Center put out a study of question two and repeated all of the reasons against it without giving the voters any idea of whether they were true or not. The Sunday Gazette Journal printed a thing about how it's difficult in Colorado now to get someone who can pass a drug test to put them on a construction crew. Well, that was true before marijuana was legalized in Colorado, and they didn't bother to take the extra step and find that out. When this came up, I made up my mind that we were going to go into it very deeply. The drug war has been doing an enormous amount of damage to the family unit in the United States. There are a lot of families that are headed by women alone because men are in prison for nonviolent crimes. It's very much like it was during Prohibition. The family is being damaged by the war on drugs. And there's an enormous amount of misinformation about them. And I was determined that we were going to try to correct every myth that came up about marijuana. And we not only ran the cover story you referenced, but we run a piece every week called The Pot Tale of the Week to correct one more as they come up. And I wasn't sure at first we were going to be able to keep that going, but it turns out we're having no trouble. There is so much bad information out there. I don't know how to keep up with it. I'm 2 or 3 weeks ahead.
Well, let me ask you this. Tell us what's the biggest piece of misinformation that you think is out there.
It's difficult. Addiction, for one. The science tells us that marijuana is basically less addictive than virtually any other substance.
Isn't it more habitual than addictive? Yeah. Addictive means that you have to struggle to get off of something, and even with the best of intentions, you're going to have a hard time. But with marijuana, you can just stop. There are no ill effects.
I think it's absolutely true. A generation went through Vietnam and coped as best they could, and when they came home, they dropped it. A lot of people out there know that when they hear these commercials that talk about addiction, they know from their own experience that it's not true. And I think it undercuts their credibility, fortunately.
And the war on drugs is essentially dying of its own death here, because you're seeing Mexico, Central America, South America, places in Europe that are decriminalizing marijuana, and it seems that everybody has accepted that the war on drugs, all it did, like you said earlier, was create a prohibition stance where the bad guys are making the money, the bad guys are pushing the drugs, but the American people as consumers continue to want to consume.
The problem is this punitive enforcement machinery is still in place, and it's eating up huge amounts of money, sending large numbers of people to prison, and and a lot of it is directed at African Americans. The sheer number of black families that are are households that have only one parent in them, it's terrible, and it's unnecessary.
California looks like they're going to legalize marijuana. Nevada potentially is going to legalize marijuana. That means the entire West Coast will be legal marijuana. Mm-hmm. At what point does the federal government have to look at this and say, we lost?
Well, you would think that there would be some sense of that already. That's one of the problems with the mythology. It is so deeply rooted that people believe that that marijuana is a threat. And there's been study after study after study after study, including one by our own government, appointed by President Nixon, that has tried to correct these myths. And the myths are deeper and more rooted.
You know, in politics, money usually wins out. And I think in this case, when the state governments realize the revenue that they're getting and the federal government realizes the potential for revenue, that maybe things will change.
Not only the money that they're getting, but the money that they're saving.
Exactly. Exactly. That's where we have to leave it. Dennis Myers, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam.
We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our healthcare spending goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
You wouldn't go to Whispering Vine to wine.
I've had such a bad day.
So why on earth would you take gold, silver, or rare coins to anyone other than the professionals at Northern Nevada Coin? With stores in Reno, Carson City, and Minden, they pay the most for your unwanted gold jewelry, gold or silver bullion, or collection of rare coins. For the best in wine, go to Whispering Vine. And for all your rare coin and gold needs, go to Northern Nevada Coin.
Wow, that's great.
Now that's the kind of wine we like.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm an absolute dentist.
We are absolute dentists.
Do you
have an absolute dentist?
I am an absolute dentist.
Absolute Dental provides complete dental care at affordable prices for your whole family, including children's dentistry and orthodontics.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm also an absolute dentist.
And I'm an absolute dentist too.
Do you have an absolute dentist?
Because you should.
Call us today to schedule your appointment at 844-8-SMILE-NOW or visit absolutedental.com.
Northern Nevada and Northern California's number one area rug cleaning facility is now Evergreen Carpet Care. Our four-step process begins with thoroughly removing all dirt, dust, and lint. Then your rug is expertly and delicately cleaned in our rug washing pool. After the cleaning process, we rinse your rug in our special centrifuge. Then your rug is hung to dry. Evergreen Carpet Care makes it easy with free pickup and delivery of your area rugs.
For expert rug cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dan Mason is here. He's the program director for News Talk 780 KOH.
Good to be here, Sam.
And you can also listen to him afternoons on the radio station as Mad Dog Mason. And Jesse Gutierrez is here, former executive director with Nevada Hispanic Services. Now, we're taping this Tuesday morning. What was your Monday like for your show?
Kind of busy. It was one of those days where as fast as a line became open, it filled up again. Everybody wanted to talk about Trump. A lot of women called, too, and most were just fine.
Really?
With the locker room aspect of this. Yeah, most of them said, I've heard this before. This is not a big deal.
And going forward?
Well, going forward, I think he's got serious issues. The polling, as we've seen already this morning, is starting to turn. Now, I want to wait and see several more days for things to settle down a little bit. But anytime there's audio, you got a problem.
Joe Heck, renounced his support for Trump. How did that go with your listeners?
Not very well. I'm not really happy about it either. I think it might be a mistake. It may hurt him more than it helps him. That's my fear.
And that's the tightest Senate race in the country, is Joe Heck versus Catherine Cortez Masto.
Right.
How do you think it's going?
Well, I thought Heck was ahead a while back. This incident of him kind of turning on Trump might hurt him, because a lot of folks, including myself, respect what's going on out there with the campaigns, even though it is one of the worst campaigns that I've ever been involved with. I'm so glad to see that somebody finally standing up and saying what needs to be said without having to deal with the special interests and so forth. And even though I don't like some of the things that's being said, I still like the man for what he stands for in not being a typical politician. And when his own party can't support him, it just raises my ire as well. To think that they're all looking out for themselves rather than to look out for a person or issues or whatever that can really do something good for America.
Politicians looking out for themselves. I recall the movie Casablanca. I am shocked, Jesse, shocked.
There's politicians.
Gambling. There's gambling back there.
I said politicians, not politics.
The other thing that was interesting yesterday was Mark Amity sent out a letter to the people of Nevada saying he was sticking with Trump.
Yeah. I thought it was very interesting in the way he tied his family and his daughters into that and said, feel free to contact him, Donald. He might need a little bit of help. I think that was the right thing to do. If the Republicans want to win, their strategy is completely whacked right
Flawed.
Now. Flawed would be a more polite word.
Yes.
Democrats are singularly fixated on winning. They always have been, and that's why they're better at it.
And they have the organization. I mean, that's the big thing. How do you think, Jesse, this is going to affect Nevada? Because already, obviously, Paul Ryan is concerned about the House, and a lot of people are even more concerned about the Senate going Democrat. What do you think that's going to do for the state of Nevada?
Well, I wish I had a crystal ball, but I'm hoping, beyond hope, that things are going to go in the direction of, okay, Nevada is one of those states that likes freedoms, that likes their independence, that likes people to say what they mean and mean what they say. Well, if Paul Ryan doesn't turn it around a little bit more and start supporting his candidate, then Nevadans are going to start seeing also another issue of who are they going to support, especially the conservative movement. They're going to have to think twice. Are they going to go support the independent ones, or are they going to not vote, or whatever? So if the Republicans or conservatives want to beat the Democrats in this election, they got a lot of work like they've always had, but now they're self-destructing, and they need to come together, and they need to full force behind their candidate, not do what they're doing now.
Do you think, Dan, that if people don't vote for the top of the ticket, they're just not going to vote at all?
A lot of people say that. I'm skeptical whether that's really the case. I think a lot of people will say, I'm just not going to vote, but then they'll show up and make a decision at the last minute. I advocate for everyone to participate. I don't think anything good comes out of not voting, no matter when you've got to pick the lesser of two evils.
That's right.
No, I couldn't agree more. Just briefly, because as we're taping this, the special session is going into its second day, but there were a lot of supporters for the Raiders Stadium and the funding for the convention center. It's a $1.9 billion stadium. The Raiders are putting up $500 million, $650 from Sheldon Adelson of Las Vegas Sands, and they're asking the state for $750 million. They're asking for $750 million, but Bob Beers, the city councilman, former state senator, and CPA, says that that's all well and good, but there will be an additional $1 billion in interest that will need to be paid, and that really hasn't come out from anywhere else at this point in time.
Well, I understand it, too. The $750 million, this is construction.
Right.
The place still has to be run down the road. I'm troubled by a lot of this. I think if you go purely from the tourism angle, you would say this is probably a good thing for Las Vegas. But when the governor comes out the other day and says, wow, we need to talk about this $400 million shortfall we've got, I raised my hands and said, well, wait a minute, what are you talking about? And how can you ask us for this while you're claiming you've got a problem on the other end? It just became very convoluted for me all of a sudden.
And this $400 million that will go towards refurbishing the convention center in Las Vegas, but that is actually a $1.2 billion project. So there's $800 million that's not being discussed. As you look at the session, and like I say, this could be all over by the time the show airs, but do you think that there's enough skepticism at the legislature to put a hold on this, or does the governor already think he has the votes?
I think so. I believe that there's too many questions unanswered. Things are being rushed at this point to put something up in Las Vegas that, yeah, it may be, but again, that's the question, it may be beneficial, and there's too much money involved. And the history of the Raiders has not been one of those that I would feel comfortable in bringing them over. I mean, they change, you know, quite often in their thinking as to where they're going to go.
And that's where we have to leave it, gentlemen. Thank you both very much. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
Get the cash you need when you need it. Cash to pay the unexpected when you least expect it. Title Max. Cash is what you get. Visit TitleMax.com. Go on, find out how much you can get, whether it's $1, $5, or $10,000. At Title Max, all credit accepted, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, a vehicle. 2, a title. 3, an ID. Title Max. It's easy, and you'll say,
I got my title back with Title Max.
I got my title back with Title Max.
It's Thanksgiving in October at Home Solutions at Ace. Come in and get your new dining set at a reduced price. Save anywhere from 10 to 50% now through October 31st. Get this American-made Simmons sofa and loveseat. Now just $5.99 for the whole set. And we're extending our buy one, get one free recliner sale from Best Furniture. Home Solutions at Ace also has a complete mattress department with in-stock economical Pro Comfort mattress queen sets starting at just $299. Only at Home Solutions at Ace, the hardware store with an entire furniture center.
On our next broadcast, we're fighting chronic disease. We'll see you then.